Moving on to item 12.2, report LLS 1526, re-equity, diversity, and inclusivity policy. I'm going to ask the Director of Legal and Legislative Services to introduce the report and provide an overview for Council consideration.
Thank you, Worship, and good evening, everyone. Just a very high-level summary of what's in the staff report for this item. So the proposed EDI policy was brought forward to Council on February 17th, and after a good discussion, there were two motions brought forward to provide...
I'm sorry, I'm having a really hard time hearing you. We can't close the door, but perhaps folks can know that we still have Council business. Thank you.
I'll talk. Oh, too close. Okay. Is that better?
Yes.
Okay. So the EDI policy had come to Council originally on February 17th. And after a good discussion, Council had provided two motions with additional direction to staff to make some changes to the proposed policy. And that's what's being brought forward tonight is the revised policy in accordance with the direction provided by Council. So one of the motions had requested that staff revise Section 4.2, which was to require staff to use those 10 guiding questions that are in the EDI framework and strategy. That will be used as staff draft staff reports for any items that come forward to Council. The second motion had some direction to amend wording to change from which was more permissive language may and should to be more mandatory obligations for staff using the word shall. So that's changed through several sections of the policy. And then finally, we have added a new section which is a process by which someone can submit a concern about bias, barriers, or systemic discrimination in municipal policies or programs, which would be reviewed by staff and responded to and corrective action taken if necessary.
Thank you very much for that overview, and I'm going to turn it over to colleagues for any further questions or comments. And I see Councillor Todd has his hand up. Please go ahead, Councillor Todd.
Thanks very much. Can you hear me all right? All right. Well, thank you very much. And I appreciate all the work that staff has put into this. And also I want to thank Council for your patience and tenacity as we've gone through this. I've said this before. I honestly think this is one of the most important policies that's created by the municipality. And I'm very pleased with where we're landing on this. For the public, when we think of government in its most simplest terms, as council, we create systems and staff enforce those systems. And of course, as public, we exist within those systems. And if we were to think of these systems as rules in a game, council's role is really to create rules that help as many people as possible win the game. What this policy does is it's a major step forward in helping more people in our community win, especially people for whom historically the rules don't necessarily favor them. So I hope everyone who's been involved in creating Port Hope's EDI policy and anti-oppression framework takes pride in this moment, and that future councils, staff, and committees always respect and uphold the importance that was put into it. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Councillor Todd, for those very thoughtful comments and sentiments, which many of us around this table share. Councillor Clare.
I just also wanted to say thank you for the update and with respect to using those 10 questions. And I can say from experience now, because our clerk's department did push back on the Environmental Advisory Committee, sent our new terms of reference back to us to go through that process. So we've started doing that. And I think we we did, when we drafted the original TORs, we did have a brief discussion about inclusivity, and we thought we'd done a pretty good job, but being forced to go through those 10 questions, I actually surprised myself. I was like, oh, right, we didn't, there were some things that we hadn't considered. So I think the steps, even if you're someone who considers yourself to be, you know, thinking along those lines, it's proven helpful already. So thank you for that nudge from Debbie.
Yeah, and whoever said checklists are not a good idea, they're sometimes not enough, but often they're a good minimum requirement, right? Okay, so the recommended motion is listed on the agenda. Can I get a mover and seconder for that? Moved by Councillor Todd, second by Councillor Clare, all in favor? Thank you, and that is passed unanimously, and thank you to staff for all the changes.